your team's had troubles a little bit with special teams in the past. How much is it a major concern this week, knowing fully well the weapon that, that Atlanta has?
Well, he's been a tremendous weapon in this league for years and years, and you know, he attracts incredible amount of attention, rightfully so. So naturally, an awful lot of your preparation goes into that part of the game.
Was it another step in the right direction for Beckham today?
I think so. Hopefully.
This was his third straight day. Has there been any soreness or anything with him, or is he sort of in the
I think
kind
he's
of
done.
In the clear now as far
no,
as
No, I don't. I wouldn't say that. Don't put words in my mouth on that one. He's practiced on a limited basis for 3 days. That's as far as I go.
He's listed as questionable, so that gives him a pretty decent shot of playing this week. What is realistic to expect from a guy who...
Are you making the list out for active and inactive?
He just said questionable.
Checking with you.
Well, questionable...
What's a reasonable expectation for what?
I don't know what the exact wording is, but questionable gives him X percent chance of being able to play.
Okay.
So it's a positive.
Okay, good.
What's a realistic expectation for a guy who's a rookie,
exactly.
Who has never played an NFL game, who has, you know, struggled with an injury like this for such an extended period?
Well, if the medical people are on board, the young man wants to play, and he's here for that purpose, and we're just going to have to put all the evidence together when the time comes.
The pass rush has looked a little bit better, I guess, each week. Is there something you can point to that explains it, or is it just them playing together?
You know, playing as hard as you can play and having a good rotation and coming into the game and being able to at some point be able to accomplish pressure. You know, hopefully it'll get better than it is.
They're listing three of their five starters on the offensive line as either being out or questionable. Do you use that as part of your game plan?
What I said earlier in the week is I'm interested in our team. They're good football coaches. They'll have a plan, and we'll have to make that adjustment.
Okay. Do you ever have a moment with Larry where you have to tell him people are going to start defending you differently, that defenses are going to start to, you know?
Well, I have a lot of moments with Larry, but I think that the coaches do a good job of that. And how do you know? I mean, when you do that in one direction, how do you compensate another? So. That's what we'll have to find out.
How much stock do you put in Antrell's Rolls theory that
stop.
Is
I'm not, stop it. I'm not answering your question. Anybody have a legitimate question for me?
Is Beeson going to play on Sunday?
I don't know that just yet.
Will you have to do anything differently defensively with him on the field versus him not on the field as far as McClain moving back and forth? Is that something that you think...
Well, McClain has always moved back and forth, so he would continue to do that.
I just mean in terms of the flow of the game, him move, do you have any issues with him moving back and forth from strong side to middle and back, you know, if Beeson's on or off the field?
Do I? No, I don't have any. He's shown the ability to play both spots.
Tom, does his availability depend solely on his comfort level Sunday morning? I mean, is that where he is with his
it's
situation?
I believe it's more than that. It's whether... You know, what is the condition of the situation? You know, how does he feel? A lot depends on that, the medical people and how he feels. So we'll have to wait and see also on that.